Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, you know what that music means. Even though Hawk Crowder, Solana on vacation, Alex Dono, Jimmy Menthol's Dan Day, bringing on Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling joins us via Hollywood Toyota Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. With the playoffs heating up in both the NHL and in the NBA, figured no one better than the one, the only Lee Sterling. Lee, a lot of the money was on the Tampa Bay Lightning as they took on the Panthers. Did you fall for that? Or since you're kind of down here and you know what the Panthers are all about, did you put your money and your pride with the Panthers?
So I had the Panthers a couple games earlier in the series. I did not have that game, so I was hoping it was going to come back here, and then I could take the Panthers in game six. So I think everyone was a little bit surprised at how good the Panthers looked. And, I mean, these next two opponents, if they win here against Toronto, they're going to have to take on Washington. Looks like it's going to be like last year. They're going to have to face some real heavyweights, and we're going to have some great series. I'm just a little surprised, like you said, though, that Tampa Bay didn't put up more of a fight.
Do you have any early thought, Lee, heading into a series with the Toronto Maple Leafs, if you have a feeling on, you know, who you like in that series?
So here's this. They still haven't even announced what games, what days are taking place in the series, correct?
That's right. Correct.
I mean, the NBA, you can finish a series that night, and if not that night, early the next morning, it's up. They've got the game days, they've got the times, everything worked out. It just seems like over and over again that the NHL doesn't. It's one of the reasons why, you know, they're just, the popularity is not there as far as the NBA. The excitement's going to be there, obviously, down here and nationwide, and got a match between the United States team and a Canadian team. So Toronto has not been able to get over the hump the last couple years. This year, I think they're a little bit better than last year, but I think it's going to be a tough series. I'm going to wait until I see the line come out. Right now, so far, we really don't see a line yet on the series. As soon as they do, we'll probably have a prediction.
Yeah, that's fair. We got a busy sports weekend coming up, Lee. UFC fights on Saturday. I know you're big into that, as I am. We got hockey. We got basketball. We got horse racing, Formula One. I don't know if you're into that stuff as well, but do you have some picks for us for this weekend?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I think that this is going to be, let's start off. Actually, I've got an NHL selection. So here's a series that's going on tonight between the Winnipeg Jets, who are up 3-2, taking on the St. Louis Blues. And St. Louis Blues are a small favorite, like anywhere from minus 110 to minus 120. And I think the public feels that Winnipeg is about to close them out. But if you watch the series like I have, at home, St. Louis, the only two games they won were at home, 5-1 and 7-2, and they dominated. I think that they've got the best goalie in this series here. they have a lot more shots, but just think that their goalie is something special. And Winnipeg's going to be without their best player. A lot of people don't realize that. Mark Shifley, what has he done in 82 games? Well, he's only scored 39 goals and had 48 assists. So it's really tough when you get to this point in the season and you're without your best player. So I think that's going to be a problem here. I think it's a really tough place to play. And without him and facing the better of the two goaltenders here in this game, I think this is, you know, at a near pick'em, I think this is going to be a St. Louis Blues call. So I'm going to lay the 110 to 120. Pretty strong play for me and my company here with St. Louis Blues at home.
And by the way, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is his website. We don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We just enjoy his picks and his insight. UFC Fight Night, Sanhagen versus Figueroa, Lee. I know you've been riding strong for a long time with these UFC picks. What are you looking at Saturday?
So, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously everyone wants to play, you know, the marquee fights, the main event, the co-main event. But there's a couple fights here. I think this is a value card. I think this is a card. We're just looking to go 3-3, 4-2, because almost every single selection that we have is plus 200 or higher. So one of those fights is Azamat Bekov. And I just think that his opponent, Ryan Loader, very good at MMA despite having a strong wrestling background, but he's very uncomfortable on his feet and overall green in the sport as a whole with only 8 pro fights at 33 years old. Bekov, a talented Russian prospect at 29 years old. A lot of times you got to get on these guys early. I mean, if you got a strong conviction, and we watch the Cage Warriors, we watch LFA, and if you watch this guy, he is a knockout power fighter. And I just think Ryan Loader, guy that'll probably be cut in the next maybe fight or two from the promotion, I think Bekov likely stuffs a takedown and beats him up on the feet here. I think you take Bekov here to win by knockout plus 200.
Well, and you know I co-sign Lee because, again, when you break down your fight picks, you and your team do it very scientifically at Paramount Sports. My rule is simple. I never bet against fighters from Russia or Dagestan.
Right.
Too darn tough. So you're telling me I can bet money on a Russian and get some value on that bet. Tell me to jump.
Well, he's a favorite, but like I said, I think it's going to be a knockout. Yeah, it wouldn't even shock me if you want to do a round, first or second round. I can't see it going past the second round. So, you know, you got a fighter. What the UFC does, they like to put a fighter coming up and another fighter who's been around a little bit, and they like to slowly test them. I don't think this is going to be much of a test here. I think they're going to have to you know, stiffen the competition after this fight for him.
Anything else you like on that card?
Yep. So I actually like the main event here, and I like Corey Sanhagen. Now, the market is anticipating him to win by decision here, minus 150 in most books. I understand the logic, but I don't see any value at all at the number. I definitely think he's going to win the fight here, as does the market. He's minus 500 to win. But I just think that Corey Sanhagen here, sometimes you don't see a fighter fight another fighter who has, you know, a height disadvantage. And this is one of these cases. And the reason I like Corey Sanhagen is he loves, probably one of the best guys as far as throwing flying knees or a knee right up the middle. So he's fighting a fighter here who is only 5'5". So if you're fighting a taller fighter, the knee isn't going to be as much of a weapon. But when you're fighting a smaller fighter, it can be a bigger factor in the fight here. So I think he's going to land some knees here. I think he could end up with a doctor stoppage here via cut. Yeah, he's also great with the elbows. So a lot of people, you know, just think striking and they think of kicking, but his two biggest weapons are the knees and his elbows. And just think that, you know, Corey, he knocked out Song Yadong by splitting his face wide open. Figueroa has been durable, but durability fades as you get older here. And Brandon Moreno, of all people, was able to get a doctor's stoppage here, TKO over him. So I'm going to take Corey Sanhagen here, and I'm going to take him inside the distance here, plus 230. Five-round fight, remember. So two fights here, plus 200, another plus 230. If you win one, you've broken even. If you win both, you know, we can go off to the Bahamas here during the summer and make, you know, Hockman and Kreider work, you know, every Friday during the summer. So that's my plan. And we've even got – I've never done this before. I've got a card of six fights. I've got one where we've got an underdog at plus 1,200. If they hit, that hits, we're not only going to go on vacation, we might be able to buy an island in the Bahamas. So looking to hit big. Like I said, we go 3-3, 4-2 on this card. We're going to make a lot of money with every underdog at plus 200. And if people understand that means, it's 100, you're wagering 100 to win 200. So if you wager 100, after you wager at the window, let's say at Hard Rock, they're going to hand you back $300.
That's good news. Sorry, Dan, to cut you off. I just needed to tell Lee, like, I'm going to Europe for a month this summer, and that's I got to pay that down. It's on my credit card. So if I win this weekend, we're good. We're back to square.
Yeah, nicer hotels. Where are you going? Which cities and what countries?
About a week in Paris and then in Italy for about 3 weeks plus. And luckily, I have some family to stay with in Italy, so I don't know if I can save a little money.
You know, you can upgrade. I can give you a couple hotel suggestions if we hit on this fight to upgrade. Are you taking your son too?
Yeah, we're taking my son. So we'll probably get deported because he's going to ask for, you know, ketchup and chicken fingers everywhere. They'll send us right back.
Hey, you know, you got some babysitters, right, for a night?
Yeah, my parents for they're willing to help.
Okay, all right. So expect some pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower and some real good restaurants. So, like I said, it's a value card and six fights. I've never done this. Ready for this price? We usually do six fights anywhere from, I don't know, $25 to $55, a buck, $1.
Whoa.
So I know if I win for people, they're going to want to come back. So if you do it, you know, probably once or twice a year, six selections, just $1. It's an instant download, ParamountSports.com.
Professional sports handicapper Lee Sterling. Tomorrow, one of the funnest events, at least for me, to put money on is the Kentucky Derby. Now, my rhyme and reason behind horses is literally I kind of look at the odds, and if their name strikes me as funny or relative to me, I bet on them. So I'm betting on journalism tomorrow. He's 3-1 odds, and I'm a journalism major. Are you putting any money on any of these horses? And also, what is your maybe methodology? I'm sure it's a little more thorough than mine if you are betting on horses.
So I'd probably go to the track once or twice a year, going to have some fun. Obviously, you got to have a little bit of action. But yeah, you're like most people that like to look at the names. Was that one of the few subjects that you did well in, Dan, in school?
I mean, some would argue that I didn't do that well. You know?
Well, they don't have a horse named Lunch or Recess, so he had to go with.
Well, he's in the eighth spot, which is a pretty good spot to be in the field of 20. So. I've been looking over the field, you know. How do you do just picking out names? You do okay with that?
Every once in a while I'll show, but usually not too great.
Okay. I mean, American Promise, you know. If anyone's from the Daytona area, you got another Admire Daytona. Got a pretty good name there. Luxor Cafe is I don't know if that's named after the restaurant. That could be something. Flying Mohawk, I thought was interesting. I mean, that's the real long shot at 34-1. And the only other name that really struck me was Chunk of Gold. So
I know Bill Baffert is back in this one, and they have a Japanese horse in there. That's one of the talks of the Kentucky Derby. So, yeah, I'll probably just stick with journalism. I like the odds, and I like that his name, you know, has something relative to me. So I think that's my best bet right there. And I mean, like I said, it's not going to be a huge amount. It's just going to be for a little bit of fun on a Saturday evening.
Right, yeah. So getting ready to watch F1. The qualifying's going to be going on tomorrow. So like to bet on F1, especially when it's here in Miami. So be checking that out. I mean, so much going on with the F1. We've got the Miami MLS team. We've got Messi playing on Saturday night. We've got baseball here in town. We've got everything going on. Kentucky Derby and the UFC from Des Moines, and Bo Nickel, their favorite son, former Iowa wrestler, won, I think, 3 national titles. He'll be going on the co-main event. So should be an action-packed weekend. So I got a lot to pay for, too. Also, I have a daughter getting married in July. She just had the shower today. So I'm waiting for the bills to come across. So if I can hit those, yeah, I'll feel a little bit better.
Yeah, you and me both. Congratulations to your daughter. But you and thank me you both need a winning weekend. So yeah, I can stay at the Four Seasons in Paris, and you can get that wedding paid for.
I might even be staying at a hotel tonight. They're having, after the show, they're coming back, and they're having, I think there's 14 girls spending the night at our house tonight. So I have a feeling it's going to be a late night. Either I sneak in late after the UM baseball game. I might even stay for the press conference afterwards because I don't want to come home too soon. I know I just saw that my man cave is, except for the TVs, knowing the TVs are behind all the decorations, you would have no idea it's a man cave. They've taken down all my pictures, everything. All I know is that the theme is 13 going on 30.
And I've been to that man cave. It is. It's like the eighth wonder of the world, the Lee Sterling man cave.
My pictures have been taken down. The Roger Staubachs have been replaced by Rick Springfield, and like I said,
sounds like a good time. Lee Sterling making weddings and European trips hopefully come true. How can people keep up with you and follow you and get all your good insight?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. Like I said, all the different sports going on this week, and hopefully we can help you out and keep this run going.
Thank you so much, Lee. We always appreciate when you stop by and give us some of your expertise.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
America, take down Canada. Freedom.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the best Funky Buddha happy hour of the week on a Friday. Hawk Crowder Solana on vacation. Jimmy Menthol's not on vacation, though. I am Dan Day. Alex Dono joined us earlier. I'm actually going to be at Funky Buddha this Sunday, May the 4th. Trivia starting at 3 o'clock. They're having their special May the 4th celebration. So, Jimmy, you're always invited to come on out and hang out. Of course, tonight I'm at Duffy's Implantation. Going to be playing some music between all the fights. Once again, Jimmy, you're invited to come out. With those invitations extended to you, Jimmy, are you coming out?
Maybe.
That's a no. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jimmy. We greatly appreciate that. Lee Sterling joined us earlier. Doug Plagan's getting ready for another playoff push from the great Florida Panthers. Alex Dono was with us. Jimmy and I, like the great San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, he is stepping down. We are not stepping down, though, Jimmy. We are stepping aside. Congratulations to Popovich on a great career. I know he made our lives kind of hell for a while, but overall, much respect. He is retiring. You and I are retiring for the day. We're going to be back, though.
Yes, retiring for the week.
Yeah, so if you want to catch up with us, Jimmy, how do they find you on all the social medias?
Instagram, jgarcia852, and on X or Twitter, Jimmy_Garcia2.
I make it easy. At Dan Day Radio, like I said, tonight, Duffy's Implantation. Sunday, going to be over there at Funky Buddha for May the 4th. Be with you. And, of course, all weekend long from noon to 4, I'll be here doing Sports Day. Once again, thank you so much, Lee Sterling. Alex Dono joining us throughout the show. He's always wonderful and a joy to hang out with. Not to mention Doug Plagans. For Jimmy Menthols, I am Dan Day. Hawk and Crowder, they will speak with you, El Lunes.
Captain 5.